Today is Wednesday, the 27th of November, in the 34th week of Ordinary Time. In God alone is my soul at rest. He alone is my rock, my strength. There are probably things on my mind as I try to pray right now. Things bothering me, worrying me, things I've got to do. Those hassles and concerns may be important, but for these few minutes, can I just put them on one side? And find a moment of peace for my soul, a moment of rest with my God, my rock, my strength.
My soul at rest. He alone is my
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Jesus said to his disciples, "They will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance. For I will give you words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls."
These words of Jesus are daunting, but perhaps you know them to be true. Can you think of people, famous or ordinary, who have been put in prison, tortured, or even killed, just for doing what they knew to be right, for following their Christian beliefs? Have you ever been got at for being a disciple of Jesus? Do you find the words come to answer your opponents? As for not a hair of your head will perish, what does Jesus mean by that? Do these words reassure you? "You will be given the words," says Jesus. Can you find comfort in these words? Listen to the passage again and notice which words stay with you as you listen.
Jesus said to his disciples, "They will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance. For I will give you words, and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls.
Pray now in your own words to be faithful to what you know to be true, no matter what. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.